Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
We're alive, Descendants. Written and directed by Casey Wayland. Chapter 10, Caged Beasts. Part 2 of 2.
Careful now. Hey, watch your step. I told you to watch your footing.
I know. But geez, this is a lot of stairs.
Well, there has to be. We had to make it tall enough. But here it is.
Whoa. Wait, it's done?
Yep. All of it. The entire perimeter wall of Westport.
Wow. That's incredible. You finished.
Yeah, it only took 13 years and a couple thousand workers.
But it is incredible.
You know, I never thought we'd get it done. But here we are. Over 100 miles of concrete and steel. I don't see how any infected could get into Westport now. Or anyone else, for that matter.
Michael, I am so proud of you.
Thanks. It seemed impossible when we started. But you know what? Now that it's done, I think I'm done.
You're done?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
Retirement. It's about time. I'll stay on the council, but only in part. I mean, I know I'm not that old, but I put on a hell of a lot of miles on this old bod of mine.
You're serious. You're not just going to find some other hobby or job to do next week and...
Well, sure. There's other things I need to focus on now. But at home. Nick's 14 and he's going to have the option to start training soon and, well... I think it's time we told him everything.
Really? Are you sure?
Mm-hmm. He deserves to know. We can't keep it from him forever. And you know, Tanya said to tell him about his parents when he was ready. Maybe now that the wall is done, I can be there for him a little more. And for you as well.
Well, don't worry about me. I'm totally fine. I'm low maintenance.
I'm sorry, it sounded vaguely like you said you're low maintenance. Is that possible?
Hey, you know what? You're right. I'm not low maintenance because, as far as you're concerned, I am a princess.
Yes, that you are. Hey, there was another... Another reason I brought you up here.
Not just to enjoy the view?
Nope. I've been thinking a lot about us lately. Our little family and doing some soul searching and And I think I'm ready.
You're not. Michael. Oh my god. Oh my god.
I should have done this a long time ago. Will you?
Yes! Yes, of course, yes, yes. Oh my god, I really thought you would never ask. Like, really, like never in a million years.
Yeah.
I've given up.
I love you, Pex.
I love you too, Michael.
Okay, well, all right. So, come on, it's cold up here. Let's go home and share the news with Nicholas.
And Kelly, and Bert, and Riley, and oh, you know, nobody's gonna believe me. If I didn't have this ring, nobody would believe me. So, what's the ceremony gonna be like? Are we gonna have one at all? Is it gonna be big or small?
You know, I haven't thought about that much.
What? How could you not have thought about it?
Well, I've been a little busy building a wall.
Well, now that you're retiring, you can focus on this, right? All wedding, all the time. Wink, wink.
Oh, boy. I'm regretting this already.
I knew it.
I'm kidding, of course.
You better be.
But we got time. We have our whole lives ahead of us.
Pegs!
Huh? What?
I hate to ask this, but the doctor wants to know what to do with Michael.
With him?
How should they take care of his body?
Oh. I don't know. I don't know how to deal with any of this.
Look, you don't have to right now. I can help.
No. You have more than enough to do.
I do, but I want to be there for you. Pegs, I am so, so sorry.
It's 3 a.m. I know you have to go. It's okay. Part of me has been preparing for this. Honestly, I never expected to talk to him again. At the very least, I got to do that one last time. CJ, what Michael said before about what's in his desk and...
I've already got someone going through his things in the office. The minute we find something, you'll know.
Thanks.
Please, if you need anything at all, you go ahead and call me. President or not, I'm always here for you. Okay?
I know.
Go home. Get some rest if you can.
CJ, we're going to be late to the press conference.
Would you give me a break, please?
It's best we get a statement out now, rather than later, and get ahead of this.
She's clear. Floor is free.
Hey, Pegs. Do you want us to take you home? Your own home, maybe?
Or you could still stay with us. Whatever you need. Dean and I can help.
You know what I want? Ruth, and Dean. What I need is for you to tell me what the fuck is going on. Not some half-truth or I can't say or dancing around the topic, because I am done. And if there is anything you are holding back or not telling me, so help me, I will do everything in my power to make sure you feel every bit of pain that I am dealing with right now. I don't care what time it is or what other excuses you have. I fucking want my son back, and I will not let you get in the way of that.
Mom?
All right, Pigs. I will tell you what you want to know. But we can't do this here.
All right, Ruth, start talking.
Mom, are you sure about this?
We don't have a choice. At this point, she deserves to know.
Yeah, damn right I do. What are you waiting for? You're both a part of the families, aren't you? Aren't you?
Yes. Dean is only attached by blood, bloodborn. He's not a full member yet, but Mira and I are.
What does that even mean?
Pegs already knows about Latch and Scratch, and a few others.
Just tell me why you're here.
I said we were here to protect her.
Let your mother speak.
Okay, okay.
You know bits and pieces about who we are, but there's a lot more to it. We have to live in secret. It's how we've been able to exist for hundreds of years.
Hundreds?
And those others Dean mentioned? You've known a lot of bad members, ones who've misused their positions. But we're not all the same. Many of us are very different.
See, there's not just one family, there's three. The Amsels, the Blackburns, and the Chisholms.
Each household has their own tree and hierarchy, even a few variations and surnames within their own families. I'm from Blackburn, and Mira is from Amsel.
What does any of this have to do with why you're here?
I'm getting to that. We all follow strict codes and rules to protect ourselves and one another. Telling someone outside the family about us is against one of those rules.
Well, fuck your rules.
Look, I need you to know that I'm making a big exception here. What I tell you can be used against us, and maybe even you. You have to swear you'll keep this between us.
Fine. Fine.
Pegs, at the hospital, did you tell CJ what we talked about before?
No. I was a little busy with Michael. You know what happened to him, don't you?
We don't have any knowledge about who attacked Michael. But we do think it might have been someone from the families.
I knew you weren't telling me everything. Why do you think that?
The knives. Family members are trained in a lot of forms of combat. Killing with those is one of them. By the way it was done, and then after what Michael said about...
Angel Tenuto was a family member. But he's been dead for what? Over 17 years now?
Maybe it was someone meant to look like him. A disguise to frame someone else. We don't know.
But why would anyone want to kill Michael?
If a family member is murdered, a vendetta is established. Where the family can't move on until whoever is responsible for their death is brought to justice. Another one of our many rules.
Oh.
We think someone might have blamed Michael for Angel's death.
Wait. Angel was killed by Scratch. It's written in one of the journals. Lizzie wrote about it. I can show you.
We know. Michael wasn't truly responsible, so his killing would never have been a true vendetta. But that doesn't mean someone inside the family isn't acting on their own.
That's why we've been watching you. We're trying to make sure whoever did it can't attack again. It's why we were hanging around Michael at the hospital, too.
We weren't expecting him to be attacked. That caught us by surprise.
So, if you're not involved with any of that, then why are you here? You've been living here for years.
Actually, we were sent to Westport to watch over someone else.
Nick?
No.
Vera.
Wait. Why her?
She's the daughter of a very high-ranking family member, Oliver Blackburn. Some might know him as Jeremy. He sent us to keep an eye on Vera.
But then you lost her.
I know. I should have gone on that mission with them. I could have blown my cover. And Vera wasn't our only task. I was also supposed to keep a tab on what goes on here in Westport.
Then you're a spy.
Well, not exactly. I was just keeping tabs on things.
That is exactly what spies do.
It's more than that.
We're here to help you, Pegs. That's it. We're on your side. You can trust us.
Like that will ever happen. Especially after one of your people just killed Michael. You lied about being friends with Nick, about everything else, all to get closer to what you want. And you seriously expect me not to tell anyone about this?
I am Nick's friend. I didn't lie to anybody about that. Just because we live in secret doesn't mean we don't care. We aren't some evil mafia like out of the movies.
Why do you think we were sent to look after Vera? To this day, I know Oliver still cares for CJ and has risked so much to try and protect both of them and this place.
And we're actively trying to bring Nick and Vera home safely with every resource we have.
My own wife left to help find them, and I haven't heard from her since. We have made every sacrifice possible to protect you and bring these kids home. Our backgrounds might be different, but we are with you in this fight. I swear it.
This is all so crazy.
I'll tell you whatever else you want. But only because you swore to keep everything to yourself. No one can ever know about this. Ever.
Not even CJ? She's Vera's mother.
No one. If Oliver eventually wants to tell her, that's up to him. He's within the rules to do so now that Vera's of age.
And because Vera's dad is part of the family, she is too?
Blood is the strongest bond within the families. It's how you can guarantee trust.
So that's how it works for you, Dean.
I am bloodborne, like Vera. Not a full member yet. There are more steps to get there. But Vera's a little different than me.
How?
Her dad is the current head of all three families. It makes her practically royalty.
Really? Is that why you were sent to protect her? But from who?
The families don't always get along like they should. Infighting or whatever. Especially near the top.
What does that have to do with Vera?
Bloodlines and power are usually mixed. One and the same. Currently, she would be the next in line after him.
But Vera doesn't know who she is.
So?
So she could be used as leverage. Or worse.
Oliver never told anyone about her.
That's why you're so focused on bringing her back.
Yeah. If another family member finds out who Vera is, it could end very badly. We have to get to her first.
Vera, I wanted to see if you wanted to spar a few rounds before bed and... Oh. Hey. You okay?
Please go away, Vincent.
What's up?
I was supposed to be the strong one. Maybe it really should have been me who died in there.
No. Can I be the first one to say, Nick is dead wrong? Okay. Bad choice of words. Look, Vera, I watched the playback. You did everything you could in that arena. You were lucky to get out of there at all.
How can you be so sure?
I'm objective. He's not. You pulled Lisa along through most of that. And she made the choice to go back for you in the end. That's what happened. It's no one's fault. Especially when this place is designed in a way that no one is supposed to survive.
When I look back, I just cycle through in my head all of the things I could have done differently.
Don't do that to yourself. What's done is done. You need to look forward, towards tomorrow. We need you to be able to focus if we're to stand any chance. Who knows what they're gonna throw at us? Last thing you need to do is go in there with regrets.
You're right. Vincent, why did you volunteer for this? You don't even know these people you're trading places with.
I can't leave you and Nick behind like that. We made it this far together. Besides, you really expect me to stand by and let the boar win after all she did to us?
Well, thank you. It means a lot.
Just promise me you'll watch my back in there. I got yours too.
Of course.
Like I said, don't think about anything but tomorrow, okay? Forget Nick. Forget Lisa. Just focus on killing those things and getting the hell out of this place once and for all.
When did you become so committed?
What can I say? I'm motivated now. The three of us together, we have a chance. But we have to be ready for it.
You're right.
Of course I am.
Did you tell Nick the same?
I'm warming him up. I mean, if this lowly nomad's gotta be the one to keep us all together, so be it.
Thanks.
Now go get some sleep. Sun's up in 9 hours. And I have a feeling tomorrow's gonna be a long-ass day.
Descendants will continue after a word from our sponsor.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
And now, back to Descendants.
Good morning, Prim! This is your wake-up call. If you don't get out of bed now, you might just miss the biggest matchup of the year. Maybe even the decade. Come on, come on to the final round for the Guardians. We're almost sold out, so get your spots now to see all the action up close and in person. Whatever you do, be sure to place your bets before the sound of the buzzer, because who knows what will happen next.
Wake up, everyone! Come on! Don't care if you're not hungry, get something in your stomachs. You better have slept.
I'm up.
No sleeping in, Nick!
Don't you worry about me. Not even time to mourn, and we have to go right back in.
Hey, focus on what is here, okay? Remember to stretch. Keep yourself loose. Limber is the key.
What side did you get up on? Who the hell are you?
Someone who wants to win, all right? Now come on, warm up. Dig deep. Jumping jacks, let's go. Nick, come on, try.
Who is this?
You need help or something?
Not from you.
Let's go, people.
One.
God, we're never gonna win.
Ollie, you put those on. We're heading out. Monorail is leaving for the stadium.
Handcuffs? Is this really necessary?
Yeah, you put them on, or there will be consequences.
Kelly, just do what he says.
What if we don't want to go?
Either you go, or I drag you. There is no way you're taking your gun. I don't care if it's not loaded.
She doesn't leave my side.
That's not an option.
Well, that's the way it's gonna be. Then you carry it. Otherwise, you'll be dragging me there. And this fatty don't move easy.
Jesus. Whatever, fine. Just give it to me.
Where are we going exactly?
The Boar has special box seats for you in the stadium. She wants to make sure that you're watching.
Great. What a sick fuck.
Is it too late to switch places with the kids in the arena? I'd rather they go free than us.
Speak for yourself, Bert.
Oh, it's already done. Now march. This is Seal. I'm bringing over the Westport captives now.
Okay, they're moving Bert and the others now. I got eyes on the slave camp. The number of guards is pretty light. You were right, Will. They all must be watching the game.
Yeah, not much work is getting done today.
There's only two in the watchtowers. I'll be able to dart them and then work on the gates. The nearest tunnel entrance is north of here, right?
Just past the monorail depot, near the mountain arena. There's an emergency access to it where the old 15 ran.
Got it. Riley, are you ready?
Riley.
I'm in Bert's truck. Damn it. All of our weapons were taken, and they broke the lock on the door. There's some ammo left, but looks like they smashed the mud again.
Are the main air tanks still there?
Yes, they seem fine. Pressure is up.
Take whatever supplies are left, unless you want it torched.
I am.
You know that trigger device I gave you? Attach it to the main batteries, but make sure it's close enough to the air tanks. They need to cause a chain reaction.
Done.
Once the match starts, you'll have to drive on the street that takes you around the bazaar. There will be a stadium gate on the southwest corner of the stomping grounds. You should be able to get the truck close to it.
It's pretty empty out here. I don't think anyone will get in my way.
All right. Alvin, what about you?
They've moved Buffalo Bill and the other two infected into their release spots at the stadium. I'm just finishing typing out your code now, Will.
Perfect.
Oh boy. I think Fredo knows what's about to happen next. He's all riled up.
Good. Then he better go after the infected and not our contenders.
Don't think that'll be a problem. He may have smelled Buffalo Bill when they moved him. Fredo is not happy. Okay. Code is good to go.
Then we're all in position. Get ready.
Come on, Demon! You can do it! The sun's coming up! We're almost there!
Dodge!
Easy now! Hold on!
But Dodge...
I know we're heavy, and I know we have a lot of gear, but we need you! Our friends need you! Run like the wind, Demon, please!
Dodge!
Oh no! The sun's up!
All right, you three. Move forward. You know the drill. Time for weapon selection.
Well, this is it. What do we get?
Better be good.
Come on.
You've gotta be freaking kidding me. No guns?
Well, wouldn't want you shooting into the crowd now, would we?
Hey, they got my spear.
And is that my katana?
Grabbed it from your room after you left. You seem to know your way around these weapons, and I thought it only fitting. Better sport that way.
And that means that I get this.
Uh-huh. Good old bow and arrow. For long range.
Are you kidding me?
Here you go, Robin Hood. Plenty of arrows, at least. No need for survival packs this time. You won't be in there long enough to need them. The arena is scattered with what you might encounter in the red zone. Disabled cars, downed trees, even a few mock structures to give you all a real sporting chance.
What are we up against?
Oh, you'll find out. Wait up there at the main pit doors. Once I announce you, those will open, and things will begin. And, you know, good luck. I mean it. Been fun as hell watching you all. Really has.
Really?
It's more fun for me to see someone win for once. Give him hell.
A fucking bow. Damn, I wish I would have taken Riley up on her help with these things.
Yeah, I don't think trading with you would help much here. I'm not good with that.
Me neither.
Well, that's great. I'm glad at least you two got what you wanted.
Look, I have the shortest range, but it's quick. Vincent, you have a bit more distance and leverage with your spear against bigger infected. And Nick, you have range. The more we coordinate, the better our chances.
Exactly.
You guys really think we have any chance to make it through this? You do know this is a setup, right?
I thought the same about the last round, but look what happened there. Anything that lives can be killed.
Yay.
If nothing else, let's go out swinging.
Hey, Nick. Can I talk to you over here?
You guys do your thing. I'm gonna limber up. Remember to stretch.
Look, okay, I get what's going on.
Do you? The last thing I want to do is go in there with regrets.
I understand. All right, we don't need to keep going over what happened.
Stop. Nick. I love you.
Wait, what?
And not just in an I've known you forever kind of way. This goes way deeper. I don't want to go in there thinking that you hate me when you're the person I care about the most.
Look. I don't know what to say.
I know you already know. You don't have to pretend anymore.
I mean, I guess I do. But I still don't know what to say. I mean, this isn't the right time.
There's no way I could go through those doors without you knowing for sure. If you want to hate me, that's your choice, but please.
I don't hate you. I'm still a mess from what happened, but I don't hate you, Vera. I can't. It's just hard to know what I'm feeling right now, dealing with all of this. Is this what you were trying to tell me before?
Well, there is something else, but I can't say yet. It's just not the right time.
But this was?
We're starting the countdown. All bets must be in.
Come on, get over here.
Just a minute, okay? Vera,
Yes?
It's like,
Say it.
Stay close. Okay? Don't you leave me in there.
I won't. I promise.
Come, come. Kelly, Victor, you made it just in time.
Fuck your time.
Oh, Bart. Always a delight.
Unless you plan to force my eyes open, I'm not watching.
It's some twisted shit making us sit here like this.
It's petty. Even for you, Michelle.
Watch it, Mira. I don't go by that name anymore.
Uh-huh.
So much can happen here. You really can't assume anything until it's all over.
Can't I?
Uh-huh. Don't you know? These games are so unpredictable. Even when you try to rig them.
What?
Stop the disruptors.
What are you doing? No!
Sit down! Watch the game. It's about to begin.
I got the truck backed at the gate. Bomb's ready. I just need to hit the switch.
Hey, come on, get out of there!
Walkie talkie, right now! No, go up, Pete! I can't stop!
Come on!
Shit!
Riley, damn it! The guards are gone! They aren't in the watchtowers! Shit! I'm pinned down! More guards are here! More guards are here!
You didn't think I didn't know about your friends wandering around Prim, did you, Mira?
What does that mean?
Damn it! You bitch!
Handcuff her to the chair.
Wait, what's happening?
Can't be anything good.
All right, we're ready. You can start the game now.
Go. You good? As I ever could be with a damn bow and arrow.
Stay alert, stay alive.
Hey, there.
Yes?
We got this.
You bet your ass we do.
To be continued in the next chapter of We're Alive, Descendants.
And now, a word from our sponsors. You've been listening to We're Alive, Descendants. Produced by Wayland Productions. Written and directed by K.C. Wayland. Starring
Detan Gilber as Nicholas.
Hajin Cho as Vera.
Austin Trace as Alex.
Hayes Dunlap as Dean.
Jim Gleason as Michael.
Alisa Elliott as Pegs.
Constance Parn as CJ.
Scott Marvin as Bert.
Claire Dodin as Riley.
Tammy Klein as Kelly.
Otto Stern as Victor.
Carol Kaufman as Mira.
Shannon Cudd as Ruth.
Lauren Kroom as Secretary Dora.
Vanessa Bourne as Nakoma.
Michael Ursu as Vincent.
Briarly Bishop as Dot.
Sam Skolnick as Will.
Skip Peepo as Alvin.
Gigi Guisado as the Boar.
Josh Petersdorf as Walrus.
Brandon Burns as Seal.
And I'm Michael Swan. Additional voices by
Phil Nieto,
Nasaka Malimba,
Kyle Pottig,
Shannon Zimmerman,
Hero Carlisle.
Produced by K.C. Whalen. Editing and sound design by Victoria Chang. Assistant editing by Tim Mulhern. Infected sound design by Michael Keane and Gino Jang. Mastered by Victoria Chang. Original music by Robert Mai and Danny Burkhoff Hopkins. Recording and engineering by Wayland Productions. Recording engineer, Victoria Chang. Script supervisor, Gino Jang. Production assistants, Isabella Miller and Holly Megan Scott. Audio production manager, Victoria Chang. Social media manager and videographer, Gino Jang. Co-produced by Rusty Quill. Executive producer, Alexander J. Newman. Chief marketing officer, Callum Dougherty. Marketing assistant, Hattie Quinlan. Network liaison, Tom Park. For more info about the show and a complete list of cast and crew, visit us at www.wearealive.com. Access exclusive content and lore on our Patreon and follow us on social media for regular updates. This has been a Theater for the Mind by Wayland Productions.